KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Our guest today on ABQ Connect, he draws from more than three decades in public service and Christian ministry. He presents a thought-provoking analysis of America's current challenges, including the breakdown of marriage and family, the decline of education, and increasing attacks on faith. He's a former eight-year special assistant to President George W. Bush, Vice President of Government and External Relations at Focus on the Family, and author of What Really Matters, Restoring a Legacy of Faith, Freedom, and Family, which I'm sure you can find wherever you find your favorite books. Welcome to ABQ Connect, Tim Gegline. Tim, thanks for taking the time.
Steve, it's great to be with you.
I am really looking forward to this conversation because what you cover is often covered on this show. And I know it often becomes a topic of conversation. You know, some of the things going on in our state's capital in the Roundhouse in Santa Fe. And, you know, with different guests, we'll get caught up kind of in the politics, which is okay. I love to try to keep the main thing the main thing, but at the same time, we encourage our listeners to be active in the public square. But when I find myself going down that rabbit hole, I always bring it back to, listen, all of these issues we're talking about, they all get fixed with Jesus in the home. And that's part of what I wanted to address in our first question, our first topic of conversation was the breakdown of family and how it's led to nearly every problem that we do face in America. How has that contributed to our this political polarization we've seen?
Well, I love beginning there, Steve. As you mentioned, What Really Matters is my fifth book. But to answer your question, I want to start with my fourth book, which is Stumbling Toward Utopia. And in Stumbling Toward Utopia, I did a deep dive book on where the moral and social revolution of the 1960s and 70s came from. What were the seedbed of those really bad ideas? And the book did very well by God's grace. But the one thing I determined that I could have done better in Stumbling Toward Utopia was to actually answer the question, what are the ramifications for the sexual revolution and the moral and cultural revolution in 21st century America? In other words, what was the immediacy in the time that we're living in of that, you know, seedbed of bad ideas? And that's why I wrote What Really Matters, because I wanted to show the direct impact on marriage, family, parenting, human life, religious liberty, and parental rights in our own time. And What Really Matters goes to the heart of, I think, some very alarming realities in 21st century America. We have the lowest marriage rate in all of recorded American history. We have the lowest fertility rates in all of recorded American history. I mean, we're soon going to be celebrating our 250th birthday. And yet, as we do so, the natural nuclear family is under remarkable pressure and stress from the cultural headwinds. And despite that, I am 100% not a doom and gloom person. In fact, I'm an inveterate optimist. I think we're actually in the early chapters of an American restoration. And even though much of what we see on the cultural, and I might even say the spiritual landscape, I think is counterbalanced by other trend lines that we're seeing that are actually quite hopeful.
Well, you bring up some great points. I want to bring in some other thoughts I had, including, you know, as conservatives and as Christians, you know, we've been aware of this breakdown for some time. Although it's impacted conservative families and Christian families as well, but now we're starting to see secular liberals raising the alarm about what's happening in American society and with the family. Why do you think I mean, now they're finally realizing that we have these big problems that need solving, and they're kind of being enlightened to this. Do you see that as part of the revival of American values and maybe revival of Christianity as part of that?
I do, absolutely. And I'm so honored you asked that. And in fact, in What Really Matters, I quote at some length the MIT-trained economist, Melissa Kearney, a person solidly of the left. She's a professor at the University of Maryland. And I cite her often because her research, Steve, overwhelmingly confirms the worldview that you and I advocate. In fact, I'm quoting her. This is a person of the left. And by the way, a very good person, a very remarkable scholar and academic who has looked at the same data that you and I have looked at. And she has concluded, and again, I'm quoting her, that two-parent families provide significant benefits for children. She said, while single parents work incredibly hard, and they do, of course, she said, on average, children from two-parent households have greater access to resources and opportunities. Now, you know, you and I and everybody at Focus on the Family, we've been speaking about this now for nearly 50 years. But of a sudden, we have people of real standing, not on the right, but on the left, who are coming to precisely the right conclusions. And by the way, they come to these conclusions because, and I'm not overstating this, there's not a single substantial survey or data set that says that children who are raised outside of what we're talking about, the best kind of married model, there's not a single survey that shows that outside of what we're talking about, that children do overwhelmingly better. It's just not the case. And so I think of a sudden what's happening is that Christians and non-Christians alike who are looking at the same data, who are reading the same surveys, are looking demonstrably at what has happened, especially to the rising generation of young Americans, have to conclude that it is the model of married families, married parents with children that overwhelmingly and with no exception do better. A very good friend of mine, Brad Wilcox, a very, very highly respected sociologist at the University of Virginia, and I write about him and Melissa at some length in What Really Matters. Brad concludes from all of his research regarding marriage, family, and parenting that marital quality is far and away the top predictor of satisfaction in America, not only for children, but also for husbands and wives, moms and dads. So I think that this is actually more than a silver lining. I think it is potentially the prelude to a national conversation that says we don't any longer have to debate whether the two-parent family raising children is outmoded or yesterday's news. Overwhelmingly, it's today's news and has never been more timely, more topical, and more relevant.
Well, I have to tell you, Tim, some really encouraging words. You know, doing what I do on a regular basis, and I already mentioned the different guests we have talking about different things happening in our society and in our culture. It wears, and you know, you have. It's actually encouraging though to have them on because you realize in the fight, if you want to call it that, or you know, in the discussions on what's happening in our culture, in our society, it is encouraging to know that we're co-laboring with others who share our ideology. And as you clearly do, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Tim Gegline. He's author of What Really Matters, Restoring a Legacy of Faith, Freedom, and Family. I'm sure content you would greatly enjoy and put to use much of the insight in there. Tim, if you can stay with us, we're up against a break. Can we come back and talk a little more?
By all means, you bet, Steve. Thanks so much.
All right, we'll come back right after this on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect.
We continue our conversation with Tim Gegelein, Vice President and Government and External Relations at Focus on the Family, author of What Really Matters, Restoring a Legacy of Faith, Freedom, and Family. Tim, we talked a little bit in our first segment about what you see is potentially a renewal of returning to the values of of our founding fathers, and as we celebrate the semi-quincentennial 250 years of America, how encouraging that is. I want to dive a little bit deeper into that and ask this: why do you still have hope? And I think when I say hope, I think most people listening in the Christian community, that's not a whimsical hope. That's a confident expectation in what we believe, cling to, trust in, and rely on. But why do you still have hope and believe America's best days are yet to come?
Well, I love that question, Steve, because in the Christian life, discouragement and despair is a sin because it negates the hope of Jesus Christ. And the wonderful thing about being a Christian living in America is that we are actually simultaneously citizens of two places. We are citizens of our beloved United States of America, and we have duties and obligations as citizens here. But of course, this is not our ultimate home. We are citizens of heaven. So it seems to me that we have remarkable work to do vocationally, this side of eternity. And frankly, I think that's why you do what you do, and you do it so well. And you've inspired, and your ministry has inspired so many of us. I must tell you, I think we are undergoing, to the second part of your question, a restoration of faith in America. And in my book, What Really Matters, I write about this at some length and at some depth. For instance, the overall percentage of Gen Z Christians has now increased from around 45%, that was in 2023. Now we are over half, 51% in 2025. And after many years, as you know, of going the wrong way, of a sudden, we're going the right way. Also, I think in homeschooling, this is really dramatic. Homeschooling, Steve, has grown from something like 13,000 children in 1973 to over 3.5 million children now. And by the way, for those who don't know, we are now at about 6% of the total student population in the United States are now homeschooled. That is really dramatic. I mean, this is a large, complex continental nation of 340 million souls. So to have that many young people being homeschooled, I think is really a good news. And then the other thing, and I think, Steve, it's very important to say this, that we have a demographic of American men 18 to 30 who now are going back to church. Conversions are on the upswing. When this demographic of American men are asked, they say that faith and religion is very important to them. They also say they want to be married. They want to have children. So I think that it's good news that we can look at different facets of American life. And instead of seeing kind of a plateau or a downward trajectory, I think we're seeing the opposite.
Well, those, again, such encouraging words. And as you listen to this, I hope that you will look for What Really Matters, Restoring a Legacy of Faith, Freedom, and Family, go into much more depth. We're speaking with the author of that book, Tim Gegelein. And Tim, you mentioned homeschooling, and I want to do a shameless plug for one of the local ministries we support regularly, cape-nm.org, an organization that's dedicated to preserving freedoms and encouraging parents and equipping them to do just that, to walk them through the process of homeschooling, which I will tell you, I'm the grandfather of a dozen, and a father of six, and our children were homeschooled, and we're in New Mexico where, you know, it's bottom of the list when it comes to public education. And I, you know, when I look back, I'm like, thank you, Lord, that in spite of, you know, how we may have felt inadequate to do that, to see the fruit of that, and what a difference it really has made, in the community. When, you know, I think you and I can both testify, anytime you come across, most times at least, you come across a homeschooled, child or adult, there's something very noticeable about their ability. Listen, Tim, you know, writing a book, there has to be a point where it's like, all right, that's it. I'm writing a book. what brought you to that place where, you finally put it together and put together, what really matters?
Well, you're great to ask. As with you, my friend, I'm very dedicated to a monumental work of reclamation and revival in this extraordinary country of ours. And I think that one of the biggest motivations for this book, What Really Matters, which is my fifth book, is looking at our 250th year and what can we say about the rising generation of young people. And I think what we can say, and of course, we've talked about the restoration of marriage, the restoration of family, the restoration of parenting. Those are all critically important. That's what really matters. That's why I chose this title. But to your very last point, Steve, I am also motivated by the fact that we have got to restore the importance of American history. Only 13% of eighth graders in America are deemed proficient in history. That is appalling. It's shocking. We have spent billions and billions and billions of dollars, and unfortunately, basic literary or historical amnesia continues to beset our country. What are we going to do about that? And I think one of the things we have to do about it is not only write books like What Really Matters to not only assess where we're at, but to give very practical things we can do about the way forward. And that's what really matter. What really matters is ultimately about not just saying here's where we're at, but here are some tools, practical, usable tools that parents and grandparents can use going forward. So that was my profound motivation in writing What Really Matters.
Well, I want to testify to something you said in there, and that is the lack of understanding and knowledge of our country's founding and the history that went along with it. Just this week, I went to a screening of Young Washington that'll be released July 3rd, timely with, again, the semi-quincentennial. And I was actually, I wouldn't say astonished, but surprised at some of the people, who commented like, I did not know. It is an important thing, but, I am also happy to see film production, covering topics like this, an opportunity for those who are interested in seeing the revival of American values as the forefathers put forth, we have opportunity to go and vote with our dollar to say, yes, this is the kind of content that we would like to see and we'd like to support. Tim, before I put a bow on our conversation, I want to just throw it back to you with anything left unsaid that you want to make sure to cover before we close it up.
Well, thank you, Steve. I think the most important thing to say is the following. It is not money, but the family that is the foundation of public life in America. And as family has become weaker, every structure upon that foundation has become weaker. And I believe the opposite is true as well, that as family, marriage, and parenting becomes stronger, our country becomes stronger. And I think we should ask ourselves, what kind of a country do we want 50 years from now. And I think that what really matters are the things that we have talked about today. All the other issues matter too: border security, war, taxes, et cetera. You know, the political class should and will continue to talk about and vote on those matters. But the foundational, the first principles, the first foundations, they are the ones that ultimately sustain a country. And I think that the goal in what really matters is to say restoration is possible. Let's see what we can do together. And that's why I wrote the book and why I've loved our time together.
Tim Gagline, Vice President of Government and External Relations at Focus on the Family and author of What Really Matters, Restoring a Legacy of Faith, Freedom, and Family. Tim, God bless you, brother. So much appreciate your time and an open invite anytime. We'd love to have you on.
Thank you so much, Steve. Be of good cheer and many blessings.
And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.